How do you mean that?
Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
The marketing is brilliant. Corona.
Oh, that's like Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Grey Goose is terrible. It tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, is it?
It's fucking disgusting,
yeah,
bro.
But it's marketed brilliantly.
Yeah. Well, that's it, man. Marketing will do anything
absolutely
for you.
I think Patron takes the cake on all of that.
Why?
Patron is one of
Patron's
the worst.
Patron's not even tequila, technically, right?
Well, it is.
Oh, wait, yeah, it is.
It
I'm
is,
thinking
but
of Jose Cuervo.
You're never getting the same product. So the way they do their business is...
What?
Yeah.
What
they
do you mean?
They have one taster that goes in and tastes each barrel to see.
Okay.
Like... Okay, this is good, this is good. Imagine that guy goes in hungover just like Josh, okay? He's like, all right.
It's just one guy?
Yeah, it's just one guy. One guy, and and they mix their batches. So they'll get all their barrels together, and then they'll mix their batches. And then they'll throw them in another barrel to age for a little bit more. So he'll go in and...
How do you know this? Did you see like a documentary or something?
No, I worked at a tequila bar. I was manager of a tequila bar. So the Patron rep would come in and tell me these things, and I'm like, wow, your tequila is just shit. Okay.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
But they're so well marketed. Like, what do you see in rap videos?
Yeah.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's it, man.
That's all it is. That's
I've heard that about Beats headsets. I don't know, because
really?
I've never...
Beats headsets
are
the cheapest made product in the world for the most profit margin.
So the largest margin, huh?
Yeah. They
really?
Yeah, they cost nothing to make.
So... Don't buy those.
No.
But yeah, I would see, like, these kids walking around. I'm like, where did this motherfucker, like, get $295 for a set of headphones?
Yeah.
Walking around.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then they have raggedy ass shoes on.
Yeah. They're real mad. They're complaining about money. I'm like,
yeah.
You got, like, a $300
I mean, it matters to them.
Let's talk about your priorities of spending.
It matters to a point. Like, if you buy $5 headphones, you can definitely tell they suck.
Yeah.
But you only have to get into, like, the $30, $50 range.
And then they're pretty decent.
Yeah.
Because I have seen some of those.
Or even like the good old, if you've ever bought an iPhone or an iPod, those little white things that came with it.
Best headphones
fucking
around,
great.
No, they're fantastic.
I like them. Yeah.
And they have the microphone on.
But I feel like it's like these snobby people are like, oh, I don't know. You can't use the regular headphones.
Oh,
come with the phones.
You can't have a cord now.
Why would
you
do that?
You can't even have a cord anymore.
Yeah.
They're $1,000 phones. That's what people don't realize is like... When you buy an iPhone, it's literally, that's a $1,500 fucking phone.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, go try and buy a brand new iPhone.
Oh, yeah, there's like grand. They're like $1,100.
Talking to the Apple guru, right?
Okay, Apple.
What are you talking about? If I go to the store and say, I'd like an iPhone, they'll say, okay, you have to pay for it first, and then you pay upwards of like $1,200 for the phone.
It's minimum.
That's how much it costs.
It's at least $800.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, bro. iPhone 10.
Oh,
wait,
here we go.
How are you going to argue the price of something? It's online.
Because you guys have the wrong price. What I'm saying is...
If I wanted to buy one outright, that's the price.
It's $1,200 for the top-of-the-line iPhone X.
Right.
$1,200.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so if I get
that's
the base model with the roll-down
15.
Windows... And
all right. I guess he's just exaggerating a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is a ridiculous... Like, people are... they complain about an iPhone or something like that. They're like, oh, this works like shit. I'm like... Bullshit. Like, look at all the stuff you can do on it. And look how amazing that $1,100
phone
computer is in your pocket.
Yeah, I've got a Canon
digital
camera that's fucking useless because my iPhone camera is a million times better.
Yeah, that and even Samsung. I mean, all the smartphones really nowadays are
sad,
engineering marvels.
You know?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what makes me sad? That people like to argue that Samsung has a better camera than iPhone.
I couldn't tell the difference.
I can tell the difference.
Yeah.
So
you can't.
If the picture comes out,
oh, you can't.
It's not like, oh my God, what the fuck kind of resolution?
Well,
that was a Samsung.
Here's
fuck
the thing.
Shit.
Here's the thing. So Samsung oversaturates all of their photos just by default. Like that's how their camera works and the processor for their phone. How it makes the image for you, it's oversaturated like a motherfucker. It looks disgusting to me. Like,
what does it matter when you're throwing fucking filters on everything?
Yeah,
nowadays.
Because as a person who enjoys amateur photography,
but you can adjust that.
Okay.
Yeah, but
So amateur photography, you would not be using default
using
stuff. So
camera.
You immediately start adjusting to your settings.
True, but like how it starts at default is where it matters because that's a lot of like, if you're oversaturating color, it's harder to take color out than it is to like put color in a sense. Like,
okay.
I mean is like, you know, it's oversaturated.
It's like cooking. You can always add more if you put too much.
Yeah, if you already have too much.
The best phone camera right now is it's a Google Pixel.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? And so, yeah, it's very clear. It's very nice. It's just very, it's very sharp, almost too sharp in my personal taste, but it's, I will say it's right. Incredible. Like it's.
Well, let me tell you what makes me sad.
What makes you sad?
Today's right. topic.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Strange People, Weird Worlds. My name is Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart and Steve McMorrow. And today, our special guest is, how do you say your last name? Scarcella?
Scarcella.
Barney Scarcella. Yeah. Thanks for being with us, Barney.
That's your real name.
Thank you for having me.
We're excited to have you. Today's topic is the Flat Earth Society. So as I said, it does make me sad.
Well, what makes you sad is right now, nobody in this room actually does think the Earth is flat. We need to get somebody on this show eventually who does believe that to talk them through it.
Yeah. So,
to guide them.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was listening to a podcast. I was trying to find just different outtake or, different perspectives and stuff on this. And I saw, I just looked up Flat Earth and iTunes podcast, and I saw one that was 2.5 hours long. So I was like, oh, man, they must really get into it. Like, let me listen to this one. This guy's got an actual, like, I start out, he's got an actual flat earther calling in.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I spent an hour and a half listening to the raving, ranting delusions of a madman.
Really?
Yes. This, first off, all right, this guy claims to have been off the grid for 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
How are you on this podcast right now?
Right.
How are you Skyping in or talking?
Maybe
in
somebody. Right now?
So we'll brush past that.
Oh, okay.
We'll brush past that.
We're just going to leave that.
That was just my first little, like, well, something's
initial,
wrong here.
Yeah.
All right, so off the grid for 7 years, an hour and a half in, this is when I quit, he talks about how he's fighting a speeding ticket currently.
Okay.
So you're off the grid with the driver's license.
Yeah.
Accepting getting pulled. Like, it just
a lot of it didn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
What was he saying? What were his main...
He's one of those guys that will go off and it's just going off on tangents. Like,
where he wouldn't stop talking.
He wouldn't stop talking. And then he's like, so tell me, how does that prove Jesus wasn't here and took that? And you're like, what?
Okay.
You're like, I don't know.
Excuse me? Deflects the question, essentially. Yeah. Okay.
It was crazy. But anyways.
Did he have any... reasonable
no
or zero. Even even just
yeah, he was a no. full-on
but what was his main
the government's doing this like, and the world's argument. Out to get you
okay
I mean,
so he just basically took an idea that goes against the norm
now I'm gonna,
and he runs with it on his basis of the government is out to get you
I'm gonna
this might be
let me put it this way I spent a week listening to flat earthers explain their theories, and I spent a week listening to these people. At the end of my week, I listened to this man, and
you're just done.
I was just done.
Oh, okay.
Done. That was the end of the road.
Wow, he's so far off the road.
I love it.
Yeah, like flat earth's just part of what he's got going on.
But yeah, exactly. Just a snippet.
Yeah, just a snippet.
Okay. How many people do we think? What percent of the population would you think?
Three
actually
out of ten. So.
No, absolutely.
You've got to be kidding.
Absolutely not.
No, maybe that number 30, could not
maybe two. But
2% of the population?
Well,
there's
least,
no fucking way.
Say give it some 10. Weight and be like, yeah, that could be true.
Okay,
like,
so as of 2017, there were 500 people registered with the Flat Earth Society officially.
Yeah, that's far from
and now
6 million.
That's a resurgence, though, because the original Flat Earth Society kind of burned down. I was going to cover all this
that's
a little
weird.
Bit more, but the original guy... But the Flat Earth Society, his file cabinet, his house burned down, losing all his records and files. He had 3,500 members up until 1999.
Okay.
And then in 2001, his ended. He died, and his wife who helped him died.
Right.
And it just kind of laid dormant. But in, excuse me for a second.
This is so absurd.
Yeah, like 2000.
Kind of sounds like a cult.
Well, we got to always give, to bring the norm or the average up or down for anything when it comes to our society, you have to account for ignorant people. Like,
basically
people that are ignorant. And I'm not trying to say these people are just stupid people.
Basically,
but in certain areas, they are just kind of. For whatever reason.
It's having a resurgence because of social media and internet.
Yeah, it's something to grab onto and have, like, an identity with.
And now you've got...
Some people like to stir the pot.
you've got,
and they'll just throw that out there.
Yeah, and you've got celebrities.
Do they really believe it? Yeah, well, celebrities are not smart people.
No, they're not.
I don't understand why people think celebrities are smart.
So this is the list. Kyrie Irving, basketball player, so he gets paid to throw a ball in a hole.
Yeah.
He
plays a game for a living.
Tequila, go on. So I listed everybody's job as I was going on. Tila Tequila, I can only list as dumbass. I don't even know what the fuck does she do.
Nothing.
She had a reality show,
about the most popular woman in the world right now is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, so too. So Tila Tequila, B.O.B., the rapper.
Piece of shit.
What?
Yeah. He even tried to start a MyFundMe or GoFundMe.
I don't think there's a degree amongst these people you're listing yet.
Thomas Dolby is an official member because he...
Who's that?
He's a British... Do you know the song from the 80s, She Blinded Me With Science?
Yeah.
He did that.
Apparently not.
But the album was called The Flat Earth. So the guy, Daniel Shenton, who restarted this in 2004, he made Thomas Dolby the first official member just because that album is what caused this guy to start researching Flat Earth.
Oh
Thomas Dolby is not a flat earther. But that's he accepted the membership.
What?
My biggest question is, what research are you doing on flat Earth?
Nothing.
Like,
I'll tell you what right now. There's one reason I'm jealous of flat earthers and one reason I want to be one.
What's up?
Because to be a flat earther means you toss all logic and all reason aside. And you just blindly argue whatever you want.
Okay.
You don't answer questions.
It's called religion, though.
Yeah. These people treat it like. The really hardcore flat earther.
It's
another religion. Like that's
it's a belief.
It's
system.
Their identity almost. Like if I took
that's what I'm saying.
If I took being a flat earther away from you, do you know who you are or what you are?
Oh, okay.
I don't think they do.
They don't.
Well, that's what's going on right now. I mean, that's a big thing nowadays is that people are latching on trying to do this identity politics and just their identity tied to something that's in the news or a big social movement on social media or something like that, and they're tying their identity to it instead of just using reason, logic,
it's like
being
high school,
a good person,
like,
and
you know, you're a
straight, each other well.
You're a goth, you're a you're a jock, like it's like high school, just
It is like high school, and everybody's listening to like the good-looking guy and girl who are dumb as shit.
Yeah. Dumb as shit.
That's dumb what's high school. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
They're listening to them instead of listening to the nerds that actually know, like, this could be a total like high school movie right now, our society. Nobody's listening to the nerd who has the good ideas.
Yeah.
Nope. And who has the brains and everything. Everybody's just like, no, the jock knows what he's talking about. The dumbass knows exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. Because he's good looking.
Mm-hmm. Like, who was in their basement one day was like, you know what? I'm going to just make up some shit about a flat earth.
Well,
that guy. Just see what happens.
I'll tell you who.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Modern flat earth theory was originated by an English writer named Samuel Robotham. His theory was based on the Bedford Level experiment. High-tech experiment. He stood at the end of the Bedford Canal, which was a 6-mile flat, straight stretch.
Right.
And he had his buddy sail off in a sailboat with a 5-foot sail.
Right.
And he stood in the middle of the canal with a telescope.
Yeah.
And watched him sail for 6 miles. Sailboat never dropped. Earth is flat.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Isn't like 7 or 8 miles until you it starts to drop? There has to be a...
Yeah. There's they do the math completely wrong every time a flat earther does it too.
Oh, yeah.
And also in 1870, a man named Alfred Russel Wallace would adjust Robothorne's experiment, now accounting for atmospheric refraction, which is light in the atmosphere that causes things to rise.
Rise,
in the distance
I've seen
looking
that. Okay.
At them. Wallace's like experiment would show the result consistent with a spherical Earth.
Huh.
Robothorne would publish a pamphlet called Zetatec Astronomy. He later expanded it into a book called Earth, Not a Globe, and he titled the author name as Palarax.
Okay.
He didn't want to be shamed.
I guess.
Wait, going back to the guy who's... the. They sailed off.
This is that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he reach like the end of the lake or the canal or something?
No. They just
why did he stop 6 miles. Sailing like 6 miles?
Yeah.
He's like, I got more to go. He's like, yeah, well, man, come back. You're good.
Because by his math,
why wouldn't he keep going?
After 6 miles, he should have curved down with the
right.
Earth.
But homeboy was like, yeah, maybe my man, maybe I'm off. Just keep going for experiment's sake.
Nope. Okay. That was it. Earth's flat.
But
it's
yeah. That's really good.
Okay. Wait, so do they all believe like we didn't land on the moon? Does this all come into the same?
So that's how the conspiracy and the rabbit hole just has to keep getting deeper and deeper. Because if you truly believe this, you have to believe we faked the moon landing. You have to believe we've never been.
What about do they think the moon is there?
Okay.
all right, bro.
So basically, the way I was going to run the show today, because none of us are a flat earther. I will field all your flat Earth questions.
Perfect. Okay.
Good. We're gonna have to have a part two with a.
Oh, we'll have multiple
with a if straight we can find flat earther.
If you're out there and you're listening, and that's you what you said,
dude. You think like there's 2% of the population? Then you know somebody that was a straight flat earther.
Bianca does.
We will Skype you in if
friend. Her
come be on
Anna.
The show if you are a flat earther. We will have you here, and we will have a rational.
Yeah.
Debate with you, yeah.
But today I'm not being rational, so
yeah.
Well, I don't even see why you have a debate with them. Like, why have a rational debate? That's ridiculous. You're giving
you're giving them the opportunity to try to prove me wrong.
Yeah. I guess you can do it for fun's sake.
Nope. According to flat earthers, the burden of proof is on you.
Yeah, that's absolutely absurd.
Because you have to prove to me that people put people on the moon and that we can send rovers to Mars and men in outer space.
Yeah, but how do you do that? You say what? Okay, we got footage.
Well, then you can fake anything.
They
have scapegoats.
But it's like that's like the thing with religion when you talk to people and you're like, and you say anything that they can't really prove wrong. They say the devil put that idea in your head.
Yeah,
Have these scapegoats. You can't even argue with them to a certain extent because then they'll just say that. Like, oh, you got to prove it. Oh, that's faked. It's what's happening now.
Yep.
That, not to get political, but that Trump, he kind of just muddied all waters talking about fake news because there is a lot of fake news
out there.
There is, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't discount all news.
No.
So then he just muddies all the water. So you're like, now I don't know what's real and what's fake.
Yeah.
And that's what's bad. But
it's just, in my opinion, that is a stepping stone towards getting to like more clear information. It's just like this next step to get where we want to be. He's not the answer. He's just the next step. That's how I see it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's like you have a broken, you have something that's broken. So you take it apart to look at what's wrong.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I can see that. But anyway, going back to the flat earthers, I don't know, man. I think it's just, like, you can't really argue with them.
No, you can't.
But this isn't even, like, anything new. Look at something like, you can go back to other religions and you can kind of do that, but look at a new one. Look at Scientology.
Yeah.
You're saying somebody did it, or one of the pioneers of this whole thinking, of the modern thinking, I guess, of flat earth was a writer. So is L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Like, he's written more fiction than anybody ever existed.
So I'm not presenting you with a religion, though. I'm presenting you with a way to look at the world. Us flat earthers, we believe in sensory perception. Things are what you see. That's how you investigate the world.
But do you see the moon?
I do see the moon.
And you see it as a circular shape, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you think there's just it's circle, but then there's nothing behind it, and it's just like a disc, like a coin up there. So it's a flat moon too, or do you think the moon is round, but for some reason the Earth is flat?
So the moon and the sun are not nearly as big as you think. Yes, only the Earth is flat.
Only the Earth. Yes, so we and I've seen through a telescope.
Every other planet is
another planet.
Those are just stars. Those are just stars.
Okay, so stars. The ones I've seen where I've defined and to be able to see it where it's round.
Yeah.
Is that coin shaped or is that one round? Is that a sphere?
It's we haven't quite proven exactly.
So you think just every planet is
you don't know
spherical.
That? Do you know that those are planets?
From what I'm told, yeah.
From what you
absolutely,
were told,
yeah.
Yeah. But do you know?
You're telling me this, and people told you these things.
I'm not telling you anything about that stuff. I'm telling you the Earth is flat, my friend.
There you go.
All right.
So right.
Jupiter.
Okay.
And I'm telling
you're not proving
you,
it.
I'm telling you.
Jupiter's a gas planet.
I mean, look.
Is it square underneath?
Jupiter?
Yeah. Gas stars.
We can see these. Gas stars, and I've seen these things through telescopes, and like you know, gone to you know, planetariums and things, and actually seen them through telescopes. Again, why would it make sense that that's spherical, but just the Earth happens to be flat? It doesn't make any sense.
It's because we can walk on it. And we don't
Why do you think that's waterfalls, bro?
This is the only thing that holds life.
So here's one of the greatest tests they have, right? They have a ball, and they pour water on the ball.
Oh, those are terrible, yeah. Or they like the tennis ball.
Come on.
They have a wet tennis ball, and it spins and all the water.
But you know what's funny, though? Like, they still, even with that, even though they're saying that's wrong, like, they're still showing even a perfect example of how the Milky Way galaxy works. So, like, literally, it's everything spinning because of the Milky Way galaxy. Yep. Like, everything is in orbit.
So they believe that happens?
No, they don't believe that happens.
No, what do they believe space is?
They accidentally prove a lot of our theories when they're trying to disprove things.
Okay. But what do they think? I'm trying to think. What do they think is kind of out there, contrary to what the science has taught
us? So we are on a flat disk that is constantly accelerating up at the rate of 9.2 meters per second, which is the rate you fall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? So everything's moving up. That's why we're stuck to the ground.
Oh.
We're constantly accelerating up.
Interesting. Right?
Through infinite space.
My whole life. That's an interesting idea.
There's a dome, or what we refer to as the firmament, covering the planet. The sun and the moon are 3,000 miles directly above us. They rotate around the disk that is our flat Earth. That's how we have day and night.
What's it rotating around?
3,000 miles?
Nothing.
There has to be an axis point. No, it's just above us. It just spins in a circle.
Right, but there has to be something to generate that circle.
The North Pole.
If I hold a mallet and start to spin around, myself is that axis point.
So the North Pole. So we're...
But what's holding that North Pole? Why is it spinning? What's generating around that? Like, we all rotate around a star. The star is that access point. That's what's kind of the... You know, holding everything together. That's me holding the mallet. What's the me in this situation?
They don't.
That the moon and sun are rotating around. Like, what's the center point?
The North Pole.
And then why?
And then they're in our firmament.
Why? What's connected to it? What's connecting these things?
Nothing. They're not talking about. They're in our firmament, just spinning around.
Just for no reason.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna throw. Hey, I gotta prove it. It's just my idea.
But don't you want to know how the seasons work?
So I want to hear this.
Oh man, right. Fantastic.
So when the sun's in the more northern loop, that's when we're in summer.
Okay.
And then it goes down to the southern and is on a bigger loop, going around the Earth, our flat Earth. And that's when we have winter in the northern part, because we're not getting as much of that direct sunlight from the sun that's 3,000 miles above us inside the firmament.
So the sun just decides when to do this, and it just decided to do it?
It's on its own pattern.
Oh, okay.
So we'll break it down to this. So a lot of flat Earth has gone and more aligned with the Bible in certain ways.
That's always a good way to go.
In Genesis, the Bible like actually literally says this. I mean, you know, but that's a whole different thing. So like it literally says
The firmament's from the Bible as well.
It's from the Bible. So it's a stationary Earth that does not move. Everything moves around the Earth, and there's a firmament which is to separate heaven and Earth. And so that heaven, like heaven is supposed to be full of waters, that's why the sky is blue. Like, it's ridiculous, in my opinion. Like, it makes no sense. But, like, what they also don't understand is, like, even the firmament can still be true in an aspect that, like, even in a round or flat Earth, it doesn't matter. The firmament is our atmosphere.
It's a synonym for atmosphere?
Literally, our atmosphere is a firmament.
Okay.
Like, no matter what, it doesn't have to be completely solid to where you can't get out. It is still a firmament that keeps everything within it.
You keep saying firmament. What is the difference between a firmament and an atmosphere?
You round earthers believe in the atmosphere that goes around your full round earth. Yeah. I believe in a firmament that just tops my dome like a snow globe.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I meant. So,
yeah.
But so there's
so inside here. Inside my snow globe, the sun and the moon are constantly rotating. This is proven. Because have you ever seen the clouds and the sunbursts coming through?
Yep.
They're going through all different angles.
Nope,
if we had a sun that was 93 million miles away, like NASA, I'm air quoting, claims, it would directly cover the Earth and all come from the same angle.
No.
Because flat earthers don't understand light refraction. refractment through our atmosphere and things like that.
It's bad, dude.
Because they're not taking into it any science.
Nothing.
So here's the thing.
They only use pseudoscience to prove their things.
Yes. And algebra.
Yeah.
When you should be using trigonometry.
But what do they think is the end goal for it being covered up by government?
Dude,
so basically...
Like, what do they think that somebody's trying to hide?
Basically, this started...
Like, oh, well, we do this because we think the Earth is round. I believe
it was a Galileo proved the Earth was round with some science and some facts and some math.
Right.
And I think later, and Isaac Newton.
All the world's governments accepted that. Or was it Isaac Newton?
I think it was Isaac Newton because it started with gravity. Yeah. But like, here's
the thing. Isaac Newton. Okay. Yeah, no, Galileo is spherical Earth. Yep. Isaac Newton's gravity.
Yeah. So,
anyways, governments take that into account. Now, Cold War happens, and we start reaching for outer space. All the governments find out there is no outer space. We're stuck in this firmament. They're all a little embarrassed about it, and they make the Antarctic Treaty. So nobody can go into Antarctica, which Antarctica is actually the ice wall,
which is 200 feet high.
It's debatable.
That's what they say.
Yeah. 200 feet high. I've heard a couple different. But there's an ice wall.
Yeah.
And it's government ran. We cannot go there if you try.
Which government? Just all governments?
World government.
Okay, so this is like a world government.
No, the world came together to make the Antarctica Treaty.
Yeah, the world did come together and make the Antarctica Treaty. That's a fact.
I think these people are giving people in general way too much credit.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what's happening there.
You know? That's the biggest thing.
What do they think about satellites? Like, do they think that satellites?
That's not real.
That's
an easy fix.
Yeah, okay, like, satellites.
You say no.
I've literally spoken with a man who works with GPS technologies on a plane, and he was telling me like, obviously, eventually, at some point, there will be some new form of like 4G, 5G, whatever. But that's after that. He said there's nothing really after that. But he's like, literally, we have satellites that emit your TV, your phone, anything that you use on any type of technology via satellite.
That's almost all done through these towers that they put up everywhere.
No, they're not real because you don't fucking see them.
They are. They are real. They make them look like palm trees.
I've seen those towers
everywhere. Those are powering your satellite TV, air quotes. Those are paddling your.
So this is
those
the,
are powering your
so
cell phones
from
the ground.
All this effort is to essentially just save their asses.
At first.
At
first. But then they found all this money that NASA uses just filtering right back into their pockets. Every bit of money that they claim they're exploring space with and all that, right back into their pockets, just lying in their pockets.
So all space programs are just... So essentially, it's a ploy to funnel and embezzle money through space programs into the elite five people that run the world or something.
Yes.
Like,
and us flat earthers will tell you that if you look at Hebrew for NASA, it means to be tricked.
Deceiver, yeah.
When in reality, Hebrew for NASA means to lift.
Wait a minute, isn't NASA a acronym?
Yeah.
It is an acronym,
but
too.
They say it's...
Oh, so they created it because they're like, hey, we want to name this a trick in Hebrew because we're...
Yeah,
like you should do that.
And it's actually not true.
And then
it actually needs to lift.
So then we gotta.
So wait.
Oh, it's to lift.
As a flat earther, would you attend a rocket launch?
What'd you say?
Like, say...
Yeah, they just make rockets that are big enough to go off until I can't see it anymore.
So you can't see it, and then it just disappears.
And the crash site is covered up. They know where it's going to land.
Yeah, they know where it's
going to land. They have it all figured out. Yeah. It's all mapped out.
These things are easy to just throw against.
So
like I said at the beginning, I would love to be a flat earther if I could live my life this way.
Yeah.
So, I want to go back to the very beginning with the sailboats and shit. Because so here's how it works. So they've literally, I've seen multiple videos of them having proof. Obviously, it could be fake.
They could have given videos. Spend your time on both.
Dude, well, it's just interesting because, like, how can so many people believe this?
I think that for so much stuff. Like, how do people believe this guy?
Yeah, of course.
Why do people believe he's a good person?
A lot of their favorite things to do
is
take pictures of Chicago from across the Great Lake, whatever one of the Great Lakes is,
right?
Well, they'll take it from like literally 43 miles or whatever across the Great Lake, and they'd be like, "See, you see the whole city." But if you're actually measuring it and you do the right calculations, you lose a couple hundred feet.
Yeah,
but you're looking at skyscrapers,
literally skyscrapers.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Like, and you can even tell that they are sunk down some in the pictures.
So here's the thing, bro. They say if you zoom in with a camera, whatever, you can see the boat as far as it goes. There's no, I've never seen a video saying, when can you not see that boat through a fucking zoomed in camera. Right, that has never happened, because there's obviously
eventually,
proof. Eventually it will disappear. Because if we had fucking telescopes set on a fucking ocean facing, like, Asia, we could see Japan, bro, if we had a fucking telescope to see that far. If it's flat, but
and
it's not.
Sailors for all time have measured this way, accounting for
curvature. Yeah,
so
curvature.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
What are they thinking? They like, okay, show me. Yeah, you know, right, well, go to.
How about this? How about this, my friend?
Go to California and build a telescope, because we have the technology, like you said, and let's look at. You know, Asia.
Yeah, let's look at Asia.
Can you do that? Because you should be able to if it's flat, right?
You know what? I don't have the money to do that, so I wish you would quit pressuring me. But I can tell you.
Okay, one guy, one flat earther built a rocket. He should have built his telescope.
And he only went 1,000 feet.
Yeah. He only went 1,800 feet.
Yeah. 1,800 feet, bro.
Planes fly higher than that. Yeah.
And he's like, look, it's flat, bro. Like, no, bro, you're dumb. And you got hurt being stupid. Oh, like,
and a lot of them have a hard time grasping. They'll be like, it's scientifically proven that Kansas is completely flat.
No.
But, like, regardless, whatever Earth you're walking on, and we are on a round one, doesn't mean that that's making the shape of the round Earth. The atmosphere makes our round Earth. Like, do you think where the Colorado fucking Rockies are, we think that sticks out of the fucking round Earth right there on accident? Like, proving that ground is flat in certain places absolutely does not mean that.
Perfect example right here. So, so this is for you guys. If you literally go on YouTube and look up Vsauce 3, that's the channel.
Vsauce?
Vsauce 3, yeah. Okay. So if you look up Vsauce and look up Is the Earth Flat, basically, they have a whole video of using actual science proving the Earth is not fucking flat. But people, it's fake, whatever, blah, blah. And so what I'm
fake
saying...
Fake news.
Fake news. So they literally talk about how, like, you know, you have a sheet of paper. You lay the sheet of paper out on a flat surface. Yes, the paper is flat. But once you contour it around a ball, it is still... flat, because it's still flat paper, but it's contoured, so it covers the landscape. It's the same thing with how, like, you know, our Earth is. Like, if obviously it could be flat if you, like, laid it out, but it's not because of gravity. Gravity takes everything and puts it into a ball shape, because it pulls everything towards the objective center.
If core, gravity exists. Gravity's just a theory.
So here's the thing. So gravity literally pulls everything to the center. People say, well, people in Asia are upside down. Well, no, they're not. That's because
relativity. If you believe in relativity, which is also just a theory. So that's one of their big things, is they think scientific theory is the same thing as, like, I have a theory.
Yeah, it's not.
Scientific theory is an actual proven thing, counter-checked by their peers, and then it is accepted as a fact.
And it's fact until proven wrong.
Yeah.
And it's literally like you know, you're guilty.
So their big thing is saying gravity is just a theory.
But it's not. It's like...
No, it is fact until...
We have literally never found anything else that makes more sense than gravity.
Yeah.
So...
Absolutely.
Black holes. Literally so much mass. Literally gravity fucks everything up that's near a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is... Yeah. It pulls it
drawn
to the center.
In, yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, gravity bends light. Gravity is everything. If we have no gravity, nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
How do you build a fucking plane that flies... without the right technology, right, you know, fucking mathematics, science, all
so
that kind of shit.
So there's this guy named Eric Dubay.
Yeah, fuck Eric Dubay.
Who has a thing called 200 Proofs, the Earth
Bullshit.
Is Flat. First of all, he repeats the same thing over and over again. He'll be like, how can a plane fly if there's gravity? Proof number 192. How can a bird fly if there's gravity? Proof number 193.
Oh, really?
How can a fish... Like, he repeats the same thing over. He has, like, five proofs in the whole fucking 200, but he's an idiot.
I don't think he understands how planes work.
Yeah, no, he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
No, he completely disregards
science. Does he understand how a car works?
Like, no, apparently smart people.
People again will say that it's celebrity, these are all not smart people. Yeah.
It's kind of like the... anti-vaccine movement that's been going on.
I don't
like nobody's listening to people in like white coats.
Yeah,
they're listening to celebrities and just people out there with like pseudoscience. They're not listening to like doctors and scientists and saying nope, you should definitely vaccinate. That's good for your children.
Yeah, look at the
and people in this world. Yeah, exactly.
But this trends from like people. Overpaying doctors and stuff, so that they feel like they're overpaid. So they're like, they're just trying to steal my money.
Not overpaid.
Well, that's
absolutely not.
I know. I agree with you, but this is like my thought process on it is more of like, oh, these guys are fucking driving a Porsche every day. Yeah, they work
You're saying that's how some people think?
Yeah, that's how some people think. Is like, it's just too much money. They're just trying to steal my money. I don't need that vaccine.
Yeah.
Is that what they think?
Yeah.
Is that
exactly what
they think? So, yeah. I mean, it's known I'm a doctor skeptic.
Oh, yeah.
I am also.
But you're a science skeptic.
Doctor skeptic.
They're mutually the same.
I believe in it. I'm going to go to a doctor for major things. Like, I'm going to let them take care of me. Yeah. And if I need a vaccination that's going to keep me from getting the plague, I will take that vaccination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More in a sense, I don't trust them on a more personal level. One of my friend's moms was a nurse growing up, and she'd just tell me, like, the careless mistakes, like, she had to come behind and catch all the time. Like,
they're still humans at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, until we have perfect machines and can diagnose, treat, and
that's more my distrust. I'm not distrusting. And again, I'm not saying I'm an anti-vaxxer or anything. I can see the distrust in doctors to a point. I distrust them on a personal level. I don't distrust science. Yeah.
If you want, but that's where doctors operate. They only operate in science. But they don't operate in emotion and stuff like that. They're drilled
to
not
a point,
to.
But I believe there's certain jaded ones who go through their job. Not
again, you got
to,
okay, again, we yeah, can talk again, and like, you can we focus can go, in on that. Yeah,
thousand ways
on the 1% that suck.
Yeah.
And in any form of life.
And again, I'm not an idiot. If I break my leg right now, we're going to the hospital.
Yeah, but just at the end of the day, doctors, they only think in really, and that's also with some of their, some of the things that, where they need kind of help is thinking outside the box, because they only think in the box because that's where, number one, they avoid lawsuits.
Yeah.
They're going to run every test that they think.
And that's a big problem.
Because they don't want to miss stuff.
Yeah, lawsuits are.
They really don't, because then they can get sued, their malpractice insurance goes up, like all this stuff. So they'll just run a barrage of tests. You want to know why your health insurance costs so much nowadays and all these things? A lot of times it's because people are so sue happy that doctors are basically instructed to say, run every goddamn test, regardless of cost. Just send it to the healthcare.
Yeah.
They'll cover the cost. But do it all to cover our ass so somebody doesn't come back and say, you didn't do that test, I'm suing you for $5 million.
Yeah, and I remember.
Over
I,
the littlest thing. People are, you know,
it's like a lawyer-doctor battle constantly happening.
I remember that Boyle happening. You know, I grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember, like, I had a stepmom who worked for a law firm, and she was a complete bitch and fucking everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sue happy person. That's all she ever talked about, suing people. You can sue for this.
Somebody always just wants to get money for nothing. They're a bunch of fucking lazy assholes.
People just want to take a loss.
They want to get something for nothing. They're a bunch of, like, there's so many people that are just lazy assholes.
Speaking of money for nothing, if you guys rate our podcast 5 stars, you know, eventually we might get, like, advertisers and a Patreon account. You can give us money for nothing. Like, that would be fantastic.
But we're doing something here, Greg.
We're doing something.
We're doing something. We're changing.
It's like the only podcast I listen to. So
you gotta listen. You gotta.
I mean, Joe Rogan's my shit, bro. I love Joe Rogan a lot, actually.
Yeah. That's one I listen to all the time. I was listening to one today with Ted Nugent. It was quite interesting.
The Nugent.
Oh, my God, man. That guy is just he's a wild man. That's a piece of work.
He's one of those people just listening to the podcast. He's just a walking monologue.
Yeah.
Like, he just goes on rants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, okay. Like, he'll see. Like, I think he talks for like 25 straight minutes. Joe didn't, like, chime in once.
Yeah.
That's he was just like, yeah, blah, blah. And he has, like, this whole speech that he's going through about, like, whether it be bow hunting or, you know, rock and roll, whatever it is. It was just like, wow.
That's how this redneck idiot was.
So, like, you don't want to listen to anything. Yeah. You just want to hear yourself talk. I mean, that's how people are.
So at an hour and a half in that podcast I was listening to, with an hour left to go, the guy was like, well, I have 2 more questions. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's it, man. I mean, you look at, again, it's people in general. Yeah. You get 300, let's look at our country alone, 375 million people here, approximately? You're going to get some wackos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just how it is. That's the law of averages. Yeah. You're going to get some geniuses, and then on the opposite end you're going to get some morons. So it just is what it is. Let's call it what it is.
But what do you blame that on? So
I blame it on nature. You look at nature and there's some dumbass
the problem is the goddamn internet and social media, because now all these people can connect with each other and they support each other.
But I don't think it's that much. The percentage isn't much more. I think they just have a lot of
will increase. It's gotten their ball rolling more. It's
But I think there's also a lot more exchange of information on a positive side, too.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
It's just that people have a confirmation bias when they're on the internet. They'll seek out stuff that fits their narrative.
Don't even have to anymore.
And they'll be like, see that?
It's tailored to you.
And then
you.
If they see anything that contradicts it, they'll be like, that's bullshit. Yeah. This is the real stuff.
And you don't have to deal with that anymore. If you're on Facebook, it's tailored to you. I only see things I like on my computer.
Yeah, it's all confirmation. It literally comes down to not only what you say, because I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Obviously, like, your phone picks up what you talk about and puts it into this shit. That happens to me all the time.
Clearly.
But I'm not really, like, worried about that.
I don't think they don't deny that. No, absolutely. Yeah. It's in your thing that you accepted.
Yeah. Exactly. So, like, and I don't know why people freak out about that. It's like, if you're not doing anything wrong,
what's wrong?
Yeah,
it's an invasion.
I'm not Ryan Swanson.
That's why people freak out.
Shit, you want to hear me and my girlfriend bang while we're fucking?
Why not?
Whatever. I mean, I get it that you shouldn't, like, the government shouldn't be listening or any other kind of entity. Like, if you don't want them to, but you're accepting it.
Yeah. But really, more sad is, you know, the guy who's been single for, like, 3 years. Like, I don't want to be looking through his cell phone at all.
Yeah.
Or looking through his personal camera, you know, getting that O-face.
But you accept it. Like, that's what you... Having that phone and accepting those things?
Yeah, point being,
you have choices.
The government does have that option to do that, but...
Which I think is necessary.
Yeah, if you're in every rating...
What, the government? No, not the government.
No, to be able to...
A private company that says... Do you accept our app? But we're going to listen in. If you're like, I accept it because I want to be part of it, accept. The government doing it without your permission, whole different story. That's completely contradictory to what this country was founded on.
That's not necessary. That's true. Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, in the sense of surveillance, like, obviously if there's no criminal action, like, taken on you for, like, I mean, even if you, like, I stole a candy bar from a fucking 7-Eleven, you're going to arrest me for that? That's way different than, like, terrorism and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's on a grand scale.
There has to be a reason for it.
There has to be warrants.
That's what the Patriot Act fucked with people and their whole system of rights from the get-go. People are like, this is where I think the 9-11 conspiracy, they have a good point when it comes to, like, why they may have not really, like, blown up the buildings or whatever, but kind of let it happen so that they could pass the Patriot Act, which sheds so many of our rights, to my understanding, about surveillance and things. Like, you're saying, they push that narrative, like, well, we got to surveil it, you know, all these things, these terrorists that are coming to get you. Are they coming to get me?
And again,
you need to you got to have, to get a warrant to go into somebody's place, you first have to kind of have probable cause.
Yeah, have a reason.
They have to go to a judge and they say, why do you want to get into that house? Well, because of this. And then they grant it to you. If you just say, I don't know, I just want to go look at them.
That's awkward.
Do that. That's a private residence. So the government thing is way different than... Here, we want to look at you.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
somebody kind of knocking on your door and saying, hey, you mind if I walk in?
Sure, yeah.
What I'm saying is, do they have the capability?
Yes. 100%.
Do they give a shit about you and your average regular life?
No.
So I don't think about it.
Exactly. Like, and that's where it lies.
I'm not Googling how to make a bomb.
But this is, it can be argued, the problem with that is complacency.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the old saying, the saying goes that, society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they'll never enjoy or whatever. It's along those lines. So we have to set it up for our kids so that society is greater than when we left it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we become complacent, like you say, I don't give a shit, so I'm not really going to do anything about it. That's where it's like you gotta take a long.
I'm
view
not
of
saying
things.
I
and say and try to stop. Like,
I'm not
the,
saying I think they are listening to me and I don't give a shit.
Right.
I'm saying I don't. I think they're capable of it. I don't think they are.
But would you take action that if you heard that they were that you might do something? You're just like, I don't really give a shit.
Well, it's just. I mean, like if they're
that's
like,
the difference.
It depends on. What action is there to be taken?
Protest. I mean, you look at other countries and things like that, trying to overthrow governments.
You know,
that's
like,
what people need to do. And
like
they're too
when
complacent.
Like when it came to the internet thing, I was being active and I was doing what I could from my home. I didn't show up to a protest, but I signed petitions.
And that's the problem. Like, I mean, it's our. And I'm guilty of it too. Yeah. I'm not out there. You know, I'm not outside of the Trader Joe's or the clipboard right now.
Yeah.
There's definitely better people than I.
But I will. I will talk to the guy outside of Trader Joe's and the clipboard.
Yeah.
I will talk to him.
Yeah, if I agree with him, otherwise I'll just.
But I agree with you. Yeah, something.
But that's the problem. Yeah, that's like, the big thing is that our
complacency is a huge problem.
Other countries, and you see that make change. I mean, it gets to a worse point, but I think we just kind of just whatever.
There was, as some countries in our Netherlands US. Recently,
but the
overthrew their whole
whatever comes from being overworked.
Oh yeah,
right. Because you think about life, and you're like, I say you work like a 60-hour week.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Yeah.
What do you want to do on your day?
I don't want to do anything.
You want to sleep. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you get complacent because you don't care anymore because all you did was work for money and then you slept your day away.
No, I totally agree. But why do other countries, like, do that? They got to work, right?
Well, they got to work, countries, but there's work not.
It depends. Like, Norway
is working to live for that.
It's getting taken care of. You can get Josh, as an artist in Norway, would get a check from the government every month.
Really?
Yep.
So in Japan, they
don't take the citizens
weeks.
Though either.
Like, they don't take. Oh, that's true.
Yes.
No, yeah.
They don't.
Okay. They do not.
So
no, like, you really have to like bring something to the society if they were going to let.
Wow. You don't hear shit about that.
No, you don't.
You hear about the U.S. right now with this big immigration problem and saying trying to close the borders.
Yeah.
Well, a country like Norway won't even accept people to become citizens.
Yeah. Nope.
That's fucking unbelievable.
Wait, so can
why
you go
are
there
people
on a work
in the big left here not protesting the shit out of a country like Norway?
Because and they're white as fuck too.
The weird part is they actually praise other countries like that.
Like that, yeah, they do.
But they hate
that's
America.
What's so crazy,
which blows my mind. I'm like, do you guys not understand? We live in the greatest fucking country.
Yeah,
of all
well, because they'll use like, the good aspects of Norway
who,
as an example.
By
like,
who?
Like
by
Josh who? Could be a musician there and get paid.
Yeah,
but yeah, hold again, on. The end result is. They're not taking new people. They're taking care of their own.
Yeah. So there has to be that. And then I don't think – nobody's having that conversation right now. You see, again, everybody's just kind of digging their heels into their team.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. They're not even having a conversation about, like, so different topics that are going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, the flat earth thing. You can't even – like, it's a – It's a reality TV show. It's a Kim Kardashian show. You just have it with these people because it's absurd. You're not going to change their mind. They're not going to be like, you know what? You're right. I'm an idiot. Those people aren't going
to
do it.
I watched a video of a guy who wanted to do it. This is a well-educated man. You know, like, I don't know what he is educated in, but he knows about space and science and all sorts of shit. Mm-hmm. And he showed up to a flat earth meeting and they sat there and talked from sunlight till into the nighttime, like by a campfire ended up. And like they just refute anything that's outside.
It's unbelievable.
Or like the way one guy put it, so it's called the spherical earth is referred to as the heliocentric model.
Uh-huh.
So the heliocentric model has an explanation for anything you can ask about right now.
Yep.
Flat Earth does not.
Yep.
And will not.
And never will. Bro, even in the times of, I think, like Plato and shit, like early like Greek days, they still like knew the Earth was round at that point. And like before Christopher Columbus and all this whole shit making maps of how to travel the Earth and shit.
There's Native American tribes that knew the Earth was round.
It's literally like, it is there. It's so intuitive to understand how it works. Like people mistake perception, like actual physical perception of how things are for intuition. Like intuition will tell you it makes sense. Like I don't
understand. Well, the only thing we can really know is I think therefore I am. That's the only thing we know for sure.
Let me tell you what.
So people can argue everything else with you. It doesn't matter. You can talk about logic or reasoning, but at the end of the day, they can just say,
yeah.
Really, you could be in a simulator right now and you don't even know it.
Yep.
Like, you think, therefore you am, and that you exist.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing each one of us knows for sure. It can be argued that you guys aren't even here in a room with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not even in this room. I'm at home or something like that. I could be just locked up in a cell. Like, you don't know anything for sure. So people take that as a platform to argue any and everything under the sun.
Yeah. So speaking of simulators, one of their big arguments is, how come I don't feel myself spinning 1,000 or whatever miles an hour? How come I don't feel it spinning? Blah, blah, blah. There's no proof the Earth is spinning.
You feel like...
You only feel
when you're
acceleration
up in a,
and deceleration. That's
yeah,
all
you don't feel it when you're up in an airplane.
Nope.
When you get to that point, you're just like, oh, yeah,
chilling.
I'm just sitting in
and
a
anything
tube.
You do
and you're
feel,
going 550 miles an hour.
Anything you do feel is a shift which causes acceleration or deceleration.
Exactly, and that's relativity of motion, bro.
Yep.
Beautiful example. Like, when you're on a fucking bullet train, you're going hundreds of miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you don't feel it.
Right.
112, right?
Something like that. So, like, it's like literally a slight shift. Well, you'll feel that. Like, it'll literally throw you across the fucking train. Like really? Oh, fuck. Because you're going so fast.
Yeah.
But in a flat earther's head, you should be able to jump on that train and smack into the door behind you.
But it's like, no, you and the train are going the same. Motion. Yeah, you're going the same speed.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so what if they
So you can't even.
What would they think?
They just ignore it.
You just it's honestly to the point now in our society, we just have to kind of let these people
figure it out by themselves.
Yeah. Just be stupid. Yeah. You got Scientologists running around. You're like, okay, I guess we got Scientologists, and they're going to be stupid. But Tom Cruise. I guess, you know, I mean, we can try to change them and whatnot, but we just have to account for morons.
And water, dude, water's
there. It's hard to accept.
Okay. Side note, I just got the whole joke of Help Me Tom Cruise from Talladega Nights.
You just got
that. What do you mean? What was the joke? What was the
scene? When he's like running around, he's on fire.
And he's Rick, like, and Bobby, you are not on fire.
So he's like the head of Scientology.
Yeah. Help me, baby Jesus. Like, yeah. I just thought he just said Tom Cruise just for the fuck of it, but it just made sense.
Yeah, Scientology. Like, yeah.
Just made sense. I was like, oh, hello. Like, great. I just always like said, help me, Tom Cruise, because like, it's funny to say, like, why Tom Cruise?
I wanted to go into the Scientology church so bad. There's one in Vegas. I don't know if you saw it. It's behind the Circus. I don't know.
I don't think I knew about Scientology when I lived in Las Vegas.
Okay. Dude. That's long ago, but it was
I haven't been there in over a decade now.
I don't ever want to go.
I just wanted to go in and be
I don't.
I want to see this. Like, I am so curious on how other people think. That's the way I want to be. Like, I want to go in and be like, how do you...
I just feel like it'll be a level of disturbed I will never be able to forget.
Well, you're going to be disturbed, but you need to accept it. Because you can't change that. Like, you're not going to change somebody. Like, the hope is that you can change somebody's opinion, right?
Yeah,
of course. What it comes down to. So, I mean, that's why you talk to people and you go, okay, I'm not going to force you to want to change your opinion, but if you want to, like, let's talk.
100%. And, like, I'm trying to look up the leader, like, their god that they praise in Scientology, but it starts with, like, a fucking Z. It's, like, literally, like, the most rambling fucking name I've ever heard in my life.
It's like, dude, where's your car? I don't know. Like, that whole...
Dude, I just...
Scientology is crazy in general. If you research like L. Ron Hubbard's actual story. He's the founder of Scientology. It's nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never researched it, but
I would do an episode, but it's been pretty well done in other podcasts already. That's kind of how I already know.
Oh, okay.
If you're a fan of Last Podcast on the Left, they do a really good series on L. Ron Hubbard.
Interesting.
So if you want more information, I'd recommend checking that out.
Yeah, welcome back in here. I just got to say, it smells like a homeless man's asshole.
Yeah.
There's smokers in here.
It's me.
Oh, yeah. There's cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it gets nice and hot and steamy in here, too.
Is there...
What?
Is there a can?
Is there another beer?
Oh, it's downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs in the fridge.
Are you cool with me? Okay. Yeah, anybody else?
I think all that's left is like a vanilla pour.
Okay, I'll sit right back down.
Yeah, I didn't go buy beer before this one.
So, Zinu?
Lord Zinu? You talking about Scientology?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, are you kidding me?
That's what I mean. Like, this flat earth thing. People are like, I can't believe people think of flat earth. I'm like, have you not? People think about a lot of weird stuff. Throughout the world, people have really crazy beliefs about, like, what is going on and the afterlife. And Scientology to me isn't anything special. It just kind of falls right in line with like a lot of people
Mormons,
just believing
in
weird
things. You have to throw that in there too.
Mormons,
I just look at Scientology and I see a bunch of people got duped by a guy.
And they literally pay money.
They literally take all your stuff.
Throw money at you. Like, here you go. I believe in you.
That's the Catholic Church, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, here. Cost money. Here's you. Oh, I need more donation. Okay.
Yeah.
It's absurd. So a lot of this stuff doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah.
And the fact that people think about flat earth, again, that there's also celebrities pushing it doesn't surprise me either, because it's not smart.
So here's the thing.
They're not generally smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Or people think it's not that they're dumb.
There's people like Neil, you know, Degrassi Tyson or whatever, you know.
But there's also like really smart people. Like Edward Norton is known to have like a genius level IQ. So, you know, there are them.
Yeah.
There, it takes a certain amount of intelligence
but
to do that.
This is this man's job.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
No, literally, I was talking about this on my phone
if
the other
Kyrie
day.
Irving told me but you know, about basketball shoes and which ones work better,
I'd
fucking fully trust you.
But how many people are climate change deniers? They're looking at science and say, that's fake. It's the same difference.
Yeah,
yeah.
So this
it
doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's and it's so like sad. Just like flattery. You know, lots of pseudoscience, you know, just like, you know, water. Water is one of their big ones. Water always is level.
Yeah.
Always, you know, so.
And I'm not a scientist, so I haven't seen all this stuff. I just kind of go based on science that, you know, I read or
see. So their big thing is the Earth has to be flat because of the water on Earth is flat and level, right? But if you really know the science behind water, water always takes the shape of the force that is holding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the Earth's case, there is.
Right.
If only we had one giant force on this Earth, that would be.
I wonder what it would be.
Holding something in place.
Yeah.
Right. So it's funny because that explanation.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is literally holding it to the shape of the Earth, which is.
Yeah.
Round.
So, but you've had quite a conversation with some flat earthers, correct?
Yeah.
So what are some of their main... Again, what's the... There always has to be a objective to why you... I see it a lot. I think a lot of it with people with a religion and a belief system like that is because they want to feel good about dying.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
I think that's what they want because that's the only... one unknown that nobody can
explain.
Yeah. It's the big one. So it's the big unknown. I think people seek solace in that because of it gives them comfort in a next life, and they're going to see loved ones. So I get it. I'm jealous of that.
Yeah,
that they can actually
believe,
do that. Mm-hmm. I really am truly jealous. But what's the objective for the people that you talk to with Flat Earth? Like, what do they think is going on truly?
So, here we go.
Thank you.
It's going to take me a minute to explain this.
Okay.
So you have, it starts, like, with the Bible in a lot of aspects.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, in the Bible it talks about how the devil will completely, like, you know, try to turn your perspective on life and turn your back against God. So, with that idea in mind, Flat Earth is another one of those things to disprove God, is to, like, completely say God is not real. Because,
but are they religious? Saying
well, a lot of flat earthers believe in God.
Yeah, so
that's why.
Well, so yeah, they do. They take the Bible as like fucking like instructions. For
really?
Life. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're very literal to the Bible.
Oh, so that's a big movement, huh?
Yeah.
That's a big part of the movement is taking the Bible literally.
So there's almost two sects
in that sense.
Yeah, there's almost two sects of flat earth now.
Oh, okay.
There's your conspiracy nuts, and there's your Bible nuts.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Like,
do they get along?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they got to be at the. They got to go to the same conference.
I'm sure they end up at the same conference.
There's got to be a conference too.
No, there was the first conference happened, and their fucking like motto was, "We're not crazy." Like, I was like, if you have to say you're not crazy, you're fucking crazy. So,
like, that's just like the FAQs on the Flat Earth Society website. The first frequently asked question they field is this site a joke? And it's like, if you have to put that.
Yeah. But they could say that about anything. Well, any geniuses in their day were, you know, not thought of as such.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
But
you know, and get flack for their ideas. And so I could see that argument. I could see those arguments because it's just easy.
Yeah.
But again, like, so what's their objective then?
I'm trying to explain it. So here we go. So the objective is, like, obviously they're trying to disprove God. So that way, like, when, you know, the rapture happens and shit, like, you know, no one's really saved. Like, we're all just fucking stupid. We don't believe in a higher power, whatever. That's, like, end goal. But also, it ties into, like, you know, the government lying to us because they're Satanists and all this kind of shit. Like,
but all scientists, too, are tied in with that?
Yeah. Like, and they're just all people a part of this big ploy to, like, get everyone to believe in shit that's not real. To keep themselves okay.
So they think it's...
So they're just playing victim to just...
Right. Like, and they think that there's a handful of people at the top to... push this narrative that there is a flat earth.
So they can make money, disprove God.
Or to say that it's a spherical earth, to disprove God. And they're the ones who know the truth against these handful of this superpower armchair seating Bilderberg group.
They believe you know, they're like, that is, like the Bilderberg group. Yeah. God's soldiers out here trying to like spread the truth.
Oh, wow. Like, okay.
It's so
and
deep.
They're so, and they're going through Tila Tequila.
And B.O.B.
And B.O.B.
Which I must say,
Kyrie Irving. These are the soldiers of God.
Those three. Let's tackle those
I'm
three.
Loving
this. Tila Tequila. I love it too.
Yeah. Tila Tequila. Stupid as fuck.
And
she's
a Nazi.
And a Nazi. She's a hoe.
She's
three
not,
things.
She's a Nazi.
She's Asian.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
Asian
she
Nazi?
She got kicked off of YouTube or Twitter or something
like
for making Nazi, like, doing the Hitler arm hail thing.
Why?
With some other people claiming she was a Nazi. I'm,
dude, she's just dumb.
She's a dumbass.
She's not a Nazi. She's well, too stupid to be a Nazi.
Yeah. They wouldn't even accept her.
But that also that
yeah,
word
yeah,
Nazi
yeah.
is just...
So, okay, so that... There.
Know.
Bam. Kyrie Irving living in the shadow of LeBron. Now
Donald
he's doing
Trump
well.
Is literally
he's doing
a
well,
Nazi.
But you think you can play basketball? You can, like, tell me how the Earth's flat?
Yeah.
No, fuck you. You're stupid. Yeah. So, three. B.O.B. I actually might be
I can just see, like, a basketball player just looking at his ball one day and, like, the... Kyrie Irving's just sitting on the bench, just looking at his ball, like,
I don't live
dude,
on this.
Dude, we don't live on something like this. It was like, hey, oh my God, like a light bulb went off.
I can't walk on
yeah.
a basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, he like tripped on a basketball. I can't walk on a sphere.
This is bullshit.
So, yeah. B.O.B., I actually might be slightly related to him in a way, which makes me ashamed.
Oh, because you're all black. Okay.
No.
Oh, okay, because it's your brother.
Like, literally, like, my dad's, like, cousin. Like, it could be through marriage that we know him, but someone in my family is connected to B.O.B. Besides that point, B.O.B. is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
He's never made incredible music, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it also a lot of times these things seem as, like, a way to get attention. And, like, look at me. Like, I'm saying some dumb shit.
Yes.
So,
yeah, artists mostly.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
No, they do. People want artists to pay attention. Like,
that's
artists
true.
Generally want them to be paid attention to.
That is true. Okay. But what I'm saying is, like, you have these people, like, this guy named Delano. If you go on YouTube and look up Delano TV, he used to be a comedian and, like, you know, kind of like a musician at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But he never really blew up.
Yeah.
And so he fell off the map for a long time. And then he came back with this whole flat earth shit.
Yeah, so it's a way to become relevant for these guys.
Yeah, 100%. So that's how I see it.
And
what
you're talking about is
like, B.O.B. has been gone for, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and now
actually.
He's like, he was a huge front runner for the whole flat earth movement for a long time. To say like, to be like the media man, to be like, this is what's happening. So B.O.B. stood at the top of a city. He's like, that city is 16 miles away. Where's the curvature? Like, are you fucking kidding me? 16 miles? Do you know how fucking big the earth is? Like, 16 miles is
again,
so...
Again, yeah, but we're talking about people who just...
Well, I know, but people latch onto these things and like, yeah, that makes sense, but it's like wrong science, wrong math. Like, the Earth's curvature, like, it would take so fucking long and so far away to see an actual amount of curvature because it's so big. You can't
understand it. Yeah, so people aren't thinking about it. They're just kind of looking at what's on social media. I feel like I'm an 80-year-old man talking about social media sometimes.
Yeah,
really, yeah.
Serious,
but because I use it, I'm not, like, against it. Or
yeah.
They look at it, and whatever is kind of the idea, they'll, you know, even no matter how outlandish, there's going to be people that gravitate towards it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just...
Ignorance.
Yeah, it's a lot of ignorance, but it's also exacerbated by, like, who we have in our administration right now. It's echoed by the top that you can just yell fake news... And just not have any facts to back up your belief.
Yeah.
But if you're loud, people will accept it.
Yeah.
And that right there, it's just soapboxing combined with societal rubbernecking. And people are just like, oh, what's happening over there? And then they just go over there, you know, whoever's the loudest, they're just going to gravitate towards. And a lot of people will be like, this guy's an idiot. And they walk away. But there's always going to be a couple people there. Like,
dude, it's literally human nature.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
It's like, it's just being echoed in this echo chamber on the internet. Again, but it a lot of it comes down from the top, too.
Well, it's like a civil war between CNN and Fox News, right? Like, because, you watch Fox News? Like,
again, it's the identity
you watch
politics. Like,
are you dumb? Like, it's so, like, why do we have to, like, talk like that? Like,
I just
can we just
people,
figure out what's really going on?
I wish people would understand the world's not
No, because they won't have a conversation.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
We talked about the other day, you won't have a conversation about religion or politics.
At a bar
where people usually gather to talk.
Yes, yeah. They will
How many
talk
times
about
you gather in, like, a coffee house?
This is a great conversation we should have. Because I really wanted to talk to you about this. Because as a bartender, you start seeing this happen.
Right.
Okay, what starts happening once you start talking about politics? What happened when we had that conversation?
I don't know, I was working.
We were all working there too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but people started getting upset. Like when you
we just started ragging on you.
This is
true. Maybe you shouldn't be such a pussy.
I know. Yes, it is.
Exchange of ideas and get upset.
I enjoy that thought process.
Right.
I would go sit at a table with Justin and I'd have sat and talked about it. I'm glad to do
that. Right, so you need to push that narrative more instead of shying away from it.
But this is what you do at a bar. You're sitting all next to these people. Mm-hmm. You don't know what group you're sitting next to.
Stop being so goddamn sensitive.
I'm not saying you.
Okay. I'm saying people in general. Stop being so sensitive because somebody else from you has a different point of view. Yeah. And for some reason, you think you should be offended?
Yes.
And like
I agree with
you. We need to kind of raise people to a different standard instead of catering to the lowest common denominator.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, therefore, it should be celebrated that you can go have some drinks with your buddies, things like, and start to exchange ideas that if you guys don't agree, that's totally fine. And that maybe, you know, somebody says something, maybe they overhear it, it could spur a thought process that eventually changes things. Instead of just saying, no, I'm not going to have that exchange of ideas because somebody's feelings may get a little bit hurt. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on the internet and I'm just going to go into my echo chamber, research everything I just believe in, and that's where I'm going to stay. And that's bullshit, man.
No, I agree.
People get together. That's what bars are mentally. We're meant to.
Real
people
life
get together
will
and talk.
Show you. Real life will show you when that happens. When that happens, real life will show you when that happens. Sorry, I didn't know that.
People tempers can flare. Yeah,
yes,
I've been in bars.
Yes,
I'm not retarded.
Then they start. Yeah. They start going at it. And why I said that as a bartender because I would see that shit happen all the time. It escalates really quickly. It's not like a slow process. Uh-huh. It's like. They're drinking.
Right, but that also happens with, you see a lot of fights happening is two guys are going after the same girl. We can't go after girls in bars, guys.
No, that's
I'd say more fights happen over, the opposite sex than they do talking about.
Absolutely.
Politics.
I think you're totally right
about
that.
So you can't pick up opposite sex in a bar.
You can't just, give them slack, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying raise them up.
I get that. I totally do. I totally get it. I agree with you.
Right, but you said you won't talk politics or religion. At a bar.
Unless, I will not do it.
But no. See, here's my point. Here's my point. As a bartender.
Have a conversation is people.
Here's the thing. I hate corporate companies and stuff because, we cater to, the weaknesses of other people and ourselves. Because,
it doesn't make people stronger.
I get
what you guys are saying. 100%.
But what I'm saying is we need more of that.
What are you talking about, the corporate companies?
Companies, you can come in, complain about some shit, and we will give you whatever the fuck you want just because you feel like you're wrong. Even if you're not, you feel like you've been wrong.
Oh, yeah, but that's because, that's just business.
That's just business. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
It's the same idea with, I can say I'm any gender in the world, but no one can tell me I'm wrong. That's dumb. I don't care. In my opinion, that is stupid.
Sure, but the corporate,
it's just the same premise of
we're celebrating
politically,
bad behavior.
Socially.
Yes.
It is celebrating bad behavior.
That's exactly
that's where the sensitivity thing is
stop
being so damn
sensitive. Because we're making them more sensitive and making them more powerful to be wrong. You know what I mean? And when I say my dad talks to me shit when he was growing up, your neighbor saw you doing some dumb shit, they'll come over there, whoop your ass.
Yeah.
And tell your parents about it and your parents will whoop your ass.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. They were holding more people accountable. Obviously a little bit more violent back then, different.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying
there's
a lot of benefits and where we've headed as a society. There's also it comes with both.
I just didn't want to see
somebody get stabbed with a broken beer bottle.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is as an establishment and as a bartender, I'd be more obligated.
That's just dummies.
Yeah.
You can't say that you shouldn't celebrate and talk about it with people in general just because stupid people make stupid decisions in certain situations. Again,
I just don't want
to
look at it.
When I was single, I'd go to bars or clubs or something like that, and you're looking for girls.
Yeah.
But people would get in fights over that, so I wouldn't not do that because there's some idiots. I remember I went to a bar one time, and I was just there with a other friend from work. She's like, we were going out to meet a bunch of people. She's like, hey, let's go stop by. I got to pick up something for my bartender friend. I said, yeah, whatever. So I just walked in. I wasn't even seeing this girl or anything. We just walked in. She went to go talk to her friend. I was just sitting there at the bar. And this guy knew her, thought I was with her or something like that, made a comment. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. And I'm one to just kind of say,
shrug
yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. And they just hit me in the face for no reason.
My God.
So there's always going to be dummies. That doesn't mean I wouldn't go to a bar with a girl. It doesn't mean I wouldn't go to a bar by myself. Like
that's not what I'm saying.
So it is.
I'm saying is if I can prevent something, I'm going to.
But wait, I know what are you preventing? This isn't like an automatic guarantee that's going to happen.
You're cherry picking.
Yes, I am very much so.
I was a bouncer at a bar and I've broken up many fights, and I don't think one of them was over politics. Well, I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Oh, it definitely happens.
I'm not saying it can't.
But arguments.
I'm just saying somebody gets stabbed with a beer bottle and if somebody gets stabbed with a beer bottle, they die. And they were both
not
sitting
necessarily.
There.
You could stab in the calf.
I'm just saying this. Okay.
This idea. No. Okay. Play it out.
I can get stabbed in the arm.
Steve, kidding.
Steve, relax. Relax, Steve. Calm down.
Hold on. I'm going to cherry pick whatever the fuck you say. All right? Go for it.
It's more of if I saw that happen in front of me, I would feel responsible.
Why?
Because I was there to control the situation.
But that doesn't. But that's their actions. Why do you?
Because if I could have prevented it.
What is this, Minority Report?
No,
like, it's not an issue until it is.
Not yet.
There's a reason. It's not pre-crime.
But you only feel bad about that situation?
No.
If I go in and stab Josh over
for no reason?
Him owing me money or something? You don't feel bad about
that? Go
you're saying you won't talk about it because some moron could take it the wrong way.
Yes.
So why not make him feel more like a moron for being a moron?
Yeah. We can't let go cater to the lowest.
No,
people, like as a society, we have to stop doing that.
Yes, I agree.
Everyone needs to be strong, is what we're.
Yeah, stop.
I don't
want
to have to fly over a bar and try to.
I'm just saying, look, it's the same idea with like sheltering your kids too much. Like sheltering your kids too much literally leads to your kids being kind of shitty people.
Yeah,
we
all
got
know.
Seventh place,
Catholic
here's a trophy.
Yeah.
No, I hate that.
That's what we're saying, bro. Like,
no, I get it.
But
I get what you guys are saying.
He gets what we're saying, just doesn't have a rebuttal.
No, I really don't have a rebuttal.
It's more than anything.
Yeah. He had an idea and has no background.
No,
right now.
It's more
he's floundering.
I don't want to deal with the drama afterwards. Like, I don't. I would
just stick to that.
I would
say I'm not against it. I just don't want to deal with the drama.
Okay.
100%. Okay. 100%. Okay. I totally get your point.
Let me play the scenario out. Okay. Two guys are talking about politics at a bar. I'm being the bartender, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're having a conversation. It starts to get heated. Yo, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Simple. Or, yo, you're about to.
Because that always works, right? Hey, kid, don't do that.
No. Or, hey, get out of here.
Yeah.
You start acting like an asshole. Get out of here. Well, it's the same thing, just not even talking about politics or a sports game.
Okay, so
how many fights are made over sports arguing?
Yeah, okay, you're very right about that.
That's shabby. Damn it. Are you kidding me? You have a UFC fight or a boxing match on there. How many times did those guys get amped up with their affliction t-shirts or something? those guys with bedazzled jeans. They all of a sudden,
Ed
get
Hardy
some beers
affliction going in.
Yeah, they've been watching some UFC. They're like, man, one guy says one thing to them and they're off, man. So you can't, that happens, I think, more. That
than any
girls.
So that's why it pisses you off, because you think I'm, coddling people when I do
100%,
that.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I need to
assess this, with you guys.
Just say, I changed my mind because I was wrong.
No, I'm not. I changed my mind because I was wrong. I will admit that. I can fully on admit that. But if you can sit next to each other and have a civil conversation without getting heated, which I've seen
I do it all the time.
Multiple times, which is fine, but just don't get it to the fact where you're screaming at each other at the bar.
Yeah, because
it happens, especially with religion, too.
No, you can't. Those are two different situations.
You just said... Religion or... politics.
You just said, hey, if you can have a civil conversation, that's fine.
Yes.
But don't escalate it to the point of where you're screaming at each other. Like, those are two different situations.
If I'm a bartender and I'm hearing your conversation...
Yeah, who cares?
No, that means you guys are getting escalated and it's already happened.
I hear everything out of the bar.
I'm
not eavesdropping, but I hear things.
Right, but just because somebody's talking loudly doesn't mean it's going to, escalate into stabbing somebody and having them die.
Yeah. So regardless of the topic of conversation.
Sorry.
If somebody's an asshole, you kick him out of the bar.
There you
go. That's
simple. Okay, you can have an exchange of ideas.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the topic.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like, even
the
if
topic.
You completely disagree or whatnot, at the end of the day, you can have a civil conversation and not be a total asshole and to where you want to stab somebody. I don't know where you're bartended at.
Yeah, broken, happy,
exactly.
You're going down.
Don't go to there.
Let's move on.
Let's just get past that.
I agree. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll say it right
up. Again, we had a civil conversation, and you can stay however you want in your thinking.
No.
But
No, you were wrong.
That's just called a conversation.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
But we do need to do that, is call people out and say, nope, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I think nowadays.
Like Flat Earth.
You guys say, nope, you're wrong.
You guys are wrong. there is a ton of science backing up the heliocentric spherical Earth.
But if they want to believe it,
go for it.
Yeah,
go for it. Yeah, have fun.
You're just not right.
We're going to wrap it up today, guys. A little bit of news. We are on Spotify now.
So, 100%.
Woo, yay.
Yay.
That was a long time coming, yeah. We are finally on Spotify. We are leaving SoundCloud. They make it really difficult. Like, they only give me, because I'm not paying them money anymore.
I thought we left them already. I don't know what's going on.
But no, like, you were still able to listen to us on SoundCloud. But now you're not going to be able to listen to us at all on SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's just too much. So if you have a free profile, you get like 3 hours of listening. Of availability on your page.
So people can find us. Somebody was talking to, and they're like, I was like, oh, I got a podcast. And they're like, I don't know how to listen to those. I'm like, well,
yeah, a lot of people
can't be that hard.
Yeah,
it's not.
I'm like, what do you mean? You have a phone in your pocket, right?
Yeah, exactly. You don't know how to listen to a podcast?
No, I've never done it before. I've never listened to podcasts.
It's like listening to music.
I understand it, but I've never,
go into your app store and type podcast.
Take one cigarette break.
I can do it.
And figure it out. That's how long it'll take you to smoke your fucking Camel.
It's what?
Jabroni.
Jabroni.
God.
What'd you smoke?
So yeah,
Marlboros, didn't you?
If SoundCloud was your way... If SoundCloud was your main way of listening to us, just go download a podcast app.
Yeah, Google Play, Amazon, whatever you have. Well, I'm just going
to Spotify. Yeah, Spotify, iTunes, anything.
There's a number of them. You just type in podcast search on an app.
Yeah,
store,
exactly. Yeah, Overcast.
Whatever the number one is. Download.
Yeah.
Done. Exactly. Like, now you know how to
look
do
at the
podcasts.
Ratings. Yeah. Like, all right.
This is not rocket science, people.
If you have an iPhone, there's a purple button that says podcast.
Yeah, yeah. You just hit really, that button with one of your 10 digits,
But it's more of, selfies and shit that people do nowadays.
Hey, whatever you're into, I don't give a shit what you do.
I don't do anything, but it's
say, like,
what it
I don't know how to do that.
I don't sit on my phone all the fucking time either.
Selfies.
That's
the thing. Selfies don't have.
No,
it's podcast.
All right.
Try to go down the road of Barney's thinking. It is a tangled web he weaves.
The earth is flat, people. Just believe it.
A 1-inch punch is tougher than a boxing.
All right. And,
there's so many that we can go.
I want to try and do one more sticker promo for you guys. I want you to just message us with your favorite episode and why, and your least favorite episode and why. And if you have a favorite guest, I would also like to hear that.
Yes.
Other than that, guys, thanks for tuning in. Barney, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, man.
Flat Earthers, thanks for the entertainment.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for that,
and
too.
See and contact us, because we would like to have a conversation.
Yeah, if you're a Flat Earther and you want to come, talk this out with us.
But I want to have somebody who has not just all proved to me that it's not flat.
Yeah,
idea. You gotta bring to the table
to come,
something.
You need to come with some logic.
I want to see some science.
You gotta
some
come
notebooks.
Correct.
I want to see a binder full of shit.
Yeah,
you
something
got.
That that you
a
can say.
Show.
Okay, I could see that argument.
Like, argue all of my points and we're good.
I don't want to see somebody just say. Well, prove it's not.
They're going to come in with a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, love it. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, the planets really seem to hold them up, too.
Well, and see, here's the thing, man. Like, I didn't know anything about, I didn't know a lot about astronomy and shit. Like, but Flat Earth has taught me so much.
Yeah, I learned a lot about astronomy during this, dude.
Like,
it's pretty fun.
So it does do some good.
Yeah, it's actually a fun subject. Yeah.
It's taught me a lot of physics. The whole idea of... discussions,
exactly.
arguments, because what it does is it forces you to think in a way that you don't normally think and expand upon your ideas.
Yeah, I still haven't switched sides to Flat Earth, but I got to do some research, I got to learn some cool
it
things.
It enforces your own beliefs, you learn more about it, it's just continuous education, which people don't do, they just don't talk.
Yeah, so if some asshole bartender like Barney tells you not to talk about
hey guys, no talking about different ideas.
I was wrong!
You guys just stick to the, what tits are in the bar...
you see
them too. you guys can fight all you want about a different sports team that you don't even play for or trained in, but no exchange of ideas.
All right, before we go back down that road again. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and as always, keep it weird.
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.